When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Danny.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty well, thank you very much. And thank you for allowing us to give you a call this fine morning. Will you go ahead and tell us what's going on?
Yeah, so I just finished working this fun temp job.
Okay.
And, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of, I'm attracted to my boss. Yeah.
out the gate.
We're both in our 30s, right? Uh-huh. So it's not crazy. He's single. I mean, and that, I really want to get to know him better.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how to go about it, really, because, like, if he was anyone else, I'd invite him for a beer or coffee and, you know, just see what happens.
Sure.
But since I worked for him, I'm not sure if that's going to make him uncomfortable. And I don't know, like, I kind of, if this job comes up again next year, I kind of think I want to work it again, too. Like, it was like a good, it could come back, you know? And
okay.
I really liked the work I did. I liked everybody in the office, and I just don't want to jeopardize the professional relationship. But, like, on the other hand, like, it's not like it's kind of slim pickings out there for the good ones. And
got it.
You know, like.
Been there.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like a really cool person. And I don't know. I kind of want to get to know him and see what happens. So I'm just trying to, like, is there a way I can go about getting to know him without making things weird between us? You know?
Okay, so you're finding you want the right words to kind of ask him out without risking the relationship you have now.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to do it, but like
So Kelly, you're already going to the place where it's cool that she's asking out her boss?
Yes. Well, that's the whole point of the call. Right? That's why we're here.
Isn't that a no fly zone? I mean, how many times on this show have we seen and heard
but you're not currently, she's not currently working for him.
No, it's a temp job. And right, and again, I just want to describe to you, like, have you been on the apps? It is dismal out there.
No, I get it.
So a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. I understand.
No,
all right,
Danny. I understand. Yes.
I think if you want here's what you need to decide. You need to decide how important the job is or how important the guy is. So,
well, we think he's important enough to consider it. Here's my question, though. Have you gotten any vibes from him to make you think that he would be receptive?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But he hasn't crossed any lines, obviously. Like, there's no, like, it's not like a lot of flirting. It's just like, I know he likes me as a person. You know what I mean?
Okay, mm-hmm. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, all right.
So Ben's already trepidatious. Like, he's uncomfortable with this whole scenario. And I'm like, go for it.
I know. Kelly's like, shoot your shot, girl. I get it.
Exactly.
And I'm just saying, if you want the job next year, if you want the temp job next year, maybe this isn't a path to go down. I don't know. A lot can change in a year and whatever.
Exactly.
Danny, we are getting a bunch of people that are texting in already, and our phone lines.
They could be getting married in a year. I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay. Kelly,
we've
is
got a Michael Graves toaster. We'll give you.
Kelly is unhinged. Sorry. So anyway,
I'm a romantic.
Yeah, Danny. We got a lot of people that are suggesting. I would also like to hear from people who've been in your position who maybe have worked a temp job or worked a job and they're leaving the business and they're like, you know what? Let's go ahead and shoot
on
the shot.
On my way out, I'm going to get me a boyfriend.
And you went right to the toaster. I like that you went right to the toaster.
Well, yeah, we've been trying to unload it for years. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, Danny, good luck. We'll try to give you some more solid advice here in the next few minutes, but
okay.
I'm invested.
But yeah, I mean, keep us posted on what happens.
Okay. All right. I know I like this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What do you mean more solid advice? I think this is pretty solid advice. Like, I'm like, why not? Let's do it.
I'm saying if she wants the job again, it may make things complicated.
Okay, so already you've got some people on your side. Julie's never date your boss. either don't pursue it or get a job somewhere else. Randy says never mix the honey and the money. If you want to work this next year, keep it professional. Nobody likes a mess. Okay, so you got a couple of people that are throwing up the caution flag with you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying it's a temp job, right? This is not a career.
You can find maybe another temp job. Is
exactly
that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. But you might find your husband.
Okay.
With this, okay? And I feel like that possibility outweighs the risk of losing the job.
All right, so we've already heard the naysayers. Anybody make it work? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that on the way. We have Danny. Danny is a hopeless romantic. She just left a temp job, but wants to date her boss now.
Well, she's trying to be a hopeless romantic, but she's trying to also be cautionary about it. Like, is this a bad idea or should I go for it? You think it's a bad idea. I'm all like, go for it, girl. It's a temp job. It's over now. He's technically not your boss.
I'm just saying, if you want the job again, maybe you don't go down this road. But
well, Shelby says, my husband used to be mine and my sister's boss, married 13 years now.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to, I can't remember the timeline exactly, but my wife and I worked together back in the day.
Nobody was the boss, though, right?
I think I was just a coworker at that time, but I did become, like, in the management sort of thing maybe soon after, I'm thinking. Anyways. Enough about me.
Well, you married her, so...
Yeah, see?
Team romance.
Well, it worked out in my case.
Yeah, so Jessica says, I think she should go for it and just be upfront about it. But if so, I think she needs to give up the idea of the temp job again next year because, number one, if they're still together at the time, she can't work for her boyfriend, as her boss. Number two, if they date and break up before then, she'll probably still couldn't, she could get the job next year, but it would be a little awkward. So either way, if you take the path, just maybe the job is likely a no-go in the future.
Did I not just say that?
Well, yeah,
why
yes.
Does it sound better coming from her mouth?
Well, but she's still saying go for it. It's worth it.
Oh, okay.
You're saying it's not worth it. We're saying it's worth it. Brittany says, I didn't have the radio on when the call came in, but Kelly seems to feel really strongly about it, so her enthusiasm has me as Team Kelly. Thank you, Brittany.
All right.
Thank you, Brittany.
Dave, what's your thought?
A job ain't nothing but work, and everywhere's hiring.
Oh.
You know, and it's a temp job.
Yes.
You know, it's not like, I'm a mechanical engineer, and I'm making really good money.
Yeah, this
and
is
I might throw this away.
Dream job, yes.
All we know is it's a temp job.
Yeah, your
temp job could be forever love. Yes.
Right. It could be counting the number of boxes on a shelf. You know?
Yeah, she didn't say what kind of job it was.
True.
And besides, she doesn't have to just walk up and be like, hey, I like you. I want to touch your no-no place.
But that would be a good opening line.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
If he's anything like me, subtle hints don't work. Obvious hints don't work. You have to, be very blatant.
Yes. Yes. So, Dave, to basically sum it up, you're saying, hey, look, the benefits could far outweigh the risk.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, like I said, she doesn't have to, jump out and be like, yes, let's get married.
Right.
You just be like, hey, I had a great time working with you over the past however long.
See where it goes.
Let's go
just
grab a beer.
I don't do this job.
You and Kelly are kind of in the same camp there.
Dave's
so
romantic. I get it. I like it.
Good deal. Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right. So are we just saying go for it?
Yeah, Stacy says it sounds like she's going to ask this guy out anyway. Her question is what she should say to get him to go out with her and get to know him better and not make it awkward. So I'm with Kelly. Yes, do it. Like she said, it's not a career. Maybe there is some event with other people maybe she could ask him to go out with. Just, again, just ask him out for a beer. Like, hey, let's celebrate the end of the, my little job.
Yep.
And there
we go. See where it goes.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Yes, we ask him out. That's what we do.
Okay.
And then we report back.
And we report back. And, next year, who knows? Who knows? Like I said, a lot can happen in a year.
Exactly. All so right. Now are you on team ask him out?
Yeah.
You've crossed over, right?
Yeah, sure.
You've crossed over.
Yes. Ask him out. Absolutely. Ask him out and then keep us posted on what happens.
We'll put your name temporarily on the toaster.
All right. Thank you. That is Group Therapy.